Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, 7 through 8, and 13 through 17. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The word of God appointed for this day is recorded in Joshua chapter 3, selected verses. Then Joshua arose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan, and they lodged there before they crossed. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it." Now the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. You shall moreover command the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, saying, 'When you come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.' It shall come about when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, rests in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan will be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above will stand in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and when those who carried the Ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of the harvest, the waters of which were flowing down from above stood and rose in one heap, a great distance away from Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those which were flowing down toward the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. So the people crossed opposite Jericho, and the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel crossed on dry ground, until all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan. This is our text for today. Man, this is a powerful passage. Powerful. There are a couple things I want you to consider in our short time this morning. First of all, we see literally a theology of geography. Salvation is on a map. Egypt, not just a place of bondage, but an actual location with a repressive evil pharaoh. The wilderness, hot and dirty and dusty, and a place that tries the soul, is not just a metaphor for tough times. It is a geographical location on the map. Israel, the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey, is a location on a map, and now we come to the Jordan. You see, God locates himself to reveal his good and perfect will. The second powerful consideration is what I call the connectedness of God's hand in salvation. Does this water event that I just read remind you of another water event? The crossing of the Red Sea, where the Lord God saved his people from certain death of Pharaoh's chariots. So here we are this morning at the River Jordan. Actually, I was at the River Jordan 10 days ago. I had a chance to stand on the Israel side, and I looked across, and I saw a place that looked very familiar to me. 4.5 years ago, I was a soldier in the United States Army and a chaplain, and I stood on that spot of the Jordan. And it's fascinating to see how much time has elapsed, and yet God's good, loving, and gracious will is still the same for me and for all of us. There's several biblical accounts of the Jordan River which give us pause, I think, this morning. First of all is that awesome crossing of the children of Israel at the very spot that I stood. Fascinating, amazing. The river's a lot smaller than what it was many centuries ago, but it is the Jordan nonetheless. Elijah, the great Elijah, the great prophet who contested the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel, He crossed the Jordan at this very spot. And if you go to Jordan to this day, you'll see a pillar about 400 meters from the Jordan River. And on that pillar, they call it Tel Elias, which means the mount where Elijah ascended into heaven on that fiery chariot. It's there. It's there for us to see. And then, of course, there's King David the Great, who, fearing his life because Absalom wanted to kill him, was scheming to destroy his own dad and everyone that was loyal to him. David crossed the Jordan at that spot so he could be rescued from his own son. And look what happened in celebration of the Christian church this week. That wonderful day when the Lord Jesus Christ came to the Jordan River. And cousin John baptized him. And there was a bit of a contention there where John said, "Whoa, Lord, I don't think I should be doing this. You should be baptizing me." And Jesus said, "Let's do what's pleasing to my Father in heaven." And he did so. And then we see at that one spot in Holy Scripture, the triune God of Father. "This is my Son whom I'm well pleased." Son, Jesus coming up out of the water and Holy Spirit descending as a dove upon him. You see, we are now part of this salvation story, this event. We are part of this through the waters of holy baptism. Because we read in Titus chapter 3, that famous passage, that he saved us, not because of the righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. It's baptism. It's locational, but it's a gift. God comes to us. We don't need to go to the Jordan River. He comes to us through the font, through the water of holy baptism, where his word, comprehended with water, brings about salvation. And I'll tell you, we are in a horrible condition in humanity. I mean, I just read the other day that someone had robbed a Meals on Wheels truck. I mean, how low is that? How far do you sink in the sinfulness of humanity? Well, if you spend any time in pastoral ministry, it can get a lot worse. God doesn't care. God came to redeem us. God came to buy us back. And it's a wonderful and beautiful gift that he has given us. And it's something that we don't have to struggle with. We don't have to seek understanding. He just says, "Come, be baptized. Those of you who are baptized, you're my child forever and ever and ever. And I love you with a love only my Son could do on the cross." You see, this is water and God's word instituted by Christ himself. This is a gift. It is a gift of faith that's poured into us, that is something that is outside of us. It is foreign to us because of our sinful, fallen nature, and God gives it to us. You know, Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 8, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Oh, baptism is such a wonderful gift, such a gift. We cannot think, we cannot speak, we cannot profess the great work of baptism unless we acknowledge our sinful condition. And at the same time, the power of holy baptism, a Holy Spirit given, a sacramental blessing from God through the Holy Spirit. Hey, life's tough out there. You know it, and I know it. Just on kind of a sidebar, I just received a text from my mother, that my uncle had just died and that his death has split the family, his family, absolutely asunder. How deep and horrible sin is. And that's why we need to beg for forgiveness from Almighty God. To look to our holy baptism as that promise where we are God's child forever and ever and ever. Many good and wonderful things occur at the Jordan, but many greater and wonderful things occur at the font of holy baptism. And we ask this in his holy and precious name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Patrick Flynn, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.